Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
Father, we want to thank you again for your tangible presence in our midst. We're grateful. As we go into the Word, we ask that same tangible presence go with us to open the Scriptures. Anoint me afresh. Help me speak as I should, as an oracle of God. Let your Word flow freely from you through me to the people to do an internal and eternal work in each of our hearts, including my own, to cause in our wills to become more humble, minds to be more enlightened with revelation knowledge, emotions to be more tempered and controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Further pray that as I speak, the power of the Holy Spirit be released in great and sufficient measure to back these words and follow them wherever they are heard and released in all the earth. Power that will heal, power that will deliver, power that will break yokes and free men so that they will become doers of the things that they hear and not hearers only. I further pray for mercy to deliver the word with precision, redeeming the time, saying only what you want me to say, bringing out of the treasure of this word things new and old, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all those in agreement with me receiving every blessing I mentioned in their individual lives, all agreed individually and said, I have an important prophetic present truth prosperity message, and I will explain to you why I was instructed to share it today. It is called Shemitah Prosperity. The actual word is Shemitah, which is Shemitah. It's a Hebrew word. It means to release. But it's pronounced Shemitah. They don't pronounce the S, so we don't say Shemitah, it's Shemitah. That's how they pronounce it in Israel. This year, 2021, is a Shemitah year. The last Shemitah year was 2014. These are of great prophetic significance. That the last Shemitah year was also a blood moon. For those of you who remember, I taught at that time about this. The blood moons is when there is an eclipse of the sun and the moon. So the moon looks, you know, red. That's why they call it a blood moon. It happens only a few times every century, and it coincides directly with the Jewish feasts. The last Shemitah, which was 2014, there was a blood moon that corresponded to the feast of Passover. That very day was when the Boko Haram people went to pick up the kidnapped the girls in Chibok. And God made it something that was all over the globe. I will explain the significance of that in a minute and then come to what I'm talking about today. The next September, which was September, October, which was the Feast of Tabernacles, there was another blood moon. It rarely happens like that. But that last Shemitah year, the blood moons corresponded exactly with the feasts. Feast of Tabernacles, sorry, Feast of Passover, and it's just 6 months between them. And then there was the Feast of Tabernacles. It was four of them over a two-year cycle. Then there was another blood moon in Passover 2015. And then there was another blood moon in Tabernacles 2015. I remember it exactly because the last blood moon on that day was the day we named my first granddaughter, Zoe Asta. I can't forget it. We used a hotel, you know, to do the naming ceremony in Santa Clara in California, you know. And I remember coming out and looking at the moon. Of course, I knew it was coming, you know. It was very significant to me. And I have never forgotten it. And I said, God, what meaneth all this? And the Lord said to me that the blood moons signified an increase in the intensity of the spiritual warfare in the earth, and in particular over Nigeria. For those who do not know, Nigeria is a prophetic nation. All nations are prophetic, really. But Nigeria is particularly so because Nigeria is described in the Bible in a way that you cannot miss it. The nation beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, so it's not Ethiopia, but beyond Sub-Sahara, which the rivers divide, all nations have rivers, but Nigeria is the only nation that the river Benue and river Niger divide exactly into north and south, given by Lord Lugard. And so that you don't miss it, the nation is named after the river Niger. So Nigeria is the area around the Niger. That's where we get the name Nigeria from. It's a derivative of that. So that there will be no mistaking about it when the time came, and that time has come now, and people will be able to recognize it prophetically. Furthermore, if you look at the history of the church in Nigeria, the evangelical church in Nigeria grew by leaps and bounds. I remember the year 1981. There was a statistic back then. Nigeria overtook America as the nation that had the greatest number of evangelical Christian students. Because I was invited to preach and teach at a meeting, I think was organized by one of my friends, Bose and Rosiola. You know, it was in the cafeteria opposite Sultan Bello Hall. I still remember it. You know, I was one of the speakers. You know, I was asked to come and share. You know, and that statistic, it was fresh then. Nigeria had overtaken America in the number of evangelical Christian students. You know, and in terms of, you know, evangelism and all of that, Nigeria was coming up in terms of her Christian, the number of Christian students who were evangelical. America used to be first, but Nigeria overtook it. And Nigeria has been very strategic in God's end time plan. While Nigeria suffered and has suffered and still suffering to some degree, you know, politically and in recent times economically, at that time Nigeria was one of the richest countries in the world. The amount of money we were getting from oil was so much, you know, it's one of the tragedies of history that majority of that money was wasted. Nigeria was the trajectory of the nation was supposed to have gone up in terms of the economy, in terms of money, you know, and the great things. I still remember as a young man in my teenage years, when I was 17, 18, 19, you know, when I would go to England on summer holidays, if you entered a shop on Bond Street or Oxford Street, I still remember, once you say you are Nigerian, they leave everybody else and come and meet you. Oh, well, you're from Nigeria. What do you want, sir? Because Nigerians spent money. £1,000 was 1,000 naira. It was 1 naira to £1 and 1 naira to $1.5. It looks impossible to you now. I remember as a young man, you know, my parents, you know, when they would allow me, my first year, they didn't allow me to go to England. I still remember feeling so bad about it. When I was in prelim, during the summer holiday, my stepfather, Justice Bakare of blessed memory, said, "You come and work as a clerk in the High Court of Lagos." You know, I think the second year, because he was friends with Adebowale Electricals, the guy who owned it, they put me and said, "I should go and work in the factory in Isheri," you know, where they were making thermocool. And sometimes I'll be soldering things. I said, "I want to go to London." I said, "You're not going to any London. Stay here." They were doing something which I got blessed by. I didn't understand at the time. They said, "We want you to know how life is." So I didn't go until my second year. They said, "Okay, now you can go." So my stepfather gave me money. My dad gave me 500 naira. You know, my stepfather, I think he gave me £300 or something. I can't remember exactly. You know, my Uncle Femi, who was still alive then, who was here in Ibadan, he gave me 500. I think Uncle Bolaji too gave me. I went to England with about £2,000. 17-year-old. I was just going from shop to shop. Anyway, the point is Nigeria was doing well. That money, I said this here on this platform, and I think I said it also privately to some of the brethren. You know, the first time I went to Dubai, I wept. As the plane was entering Dubai like this, and I look, I just started crying. And I'm not one for emotion. You know what? I said, this is what Nigeria should have been. Qatar Airlines only started in 1994. Nigerian Airways, we were going to New York and London with Nigerian Airways in the 70s. If it had been properly managed, we would have Nigerian Airways today would be better than Emirates or Qatar. I said all of that to say this. Nigeria, a great country that God had put set apart, then he placed the gospel inside Nigeria and raised people like Pa Elton and people like Brother Emiko, who is one of my mentors, and others like that, to bring in the faith message and the knowledge of God's word began to explode in Nigeria among the young people in the university. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, it was like a wave. It came from University of Ibadan here, then it went to Ife, and went to Unsuka, and went to Ilorin, and all of that. Nigeria was on the move spiritually. Even though, sadly and regrettably, politically, things didn't work out as it should. It was Satan fighting the destiny of this country. And so in 2014, this Shemitah year, there was an increase in the spiritual warfare over Nigeria. Turn with me to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. And we're going to look from verse 26, I believe it is. Yes. Verse 25. This describes the blood moons I was speaking about. "And there shall be signs," I didn't hear you, "in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring." That's exactly what happened. As the warfare intensified, spiritual warfare now, the Bible says, "And there was war in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought. And the devil and his angels fought." Revelation chapter 12. As we began to pray and we were praying in tongues and groanings, we were bombarding the spiritual heavenlies. So some of those spirits that were being dislodged from their positions in the heavenlies were falling to the earth. But they were now bringing distress to the nations. Who would ever think that anybody could go to a secondary school and pick up 300 girls in the middle of the night. And the focus was Nigeria. It happened in other places too, but this one that happened, the whole world. Michelle Obama was first lady, then everybody, bring back our girls, bring back our girls. God made it something, the whole world, a hashtag. Because God was trying to pass a message across that warfare over Nigeria in particular, and all the nations also in general, you know, had intensified, and Satan was working to try and stop the purpose and the plan of God. And it was a wake-up call to the church. I, by the grace and the mercy of God, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me, I was aware of what was going on. And, you know, we were mobilizing the church and everybody, and we were fasting and we were praying and we were doing all of those things, you know. And the Bible says here, it says, men's hearts failing them for fear, looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers, the word powers there is just the dunamis. It's talking about these principalities and powers of the heaven. They'll be shaken. They were being shaken and they were dropping to the earth. Another very significant thing happened during these four blood moons. I'm coming to Shemitah here and prosperity in a minute, but I want to give you the prophetic background so that you can know that that's why I call it present truth. It is a prophetic truth that is happening now, presently. It's not something that's going to happen, although some of it is also going to happen because it's prophetic. That's in the immediate future. But all these ones I'm saying, they're already taking place. For the first time, to the amazement of the whole world, it was the year 2015. It was still during this blood moon time. Something happened that amazed all of us. The American Supreme Court passed a judgment legalizing gay marriage. What? America? The city on a hill. The Constitution of which says, we the people. Believe that all men are created equal and have a right to the pursuit of happiness. A constitution that is based on the Bible. I cannot forget when my son, Joshua Lubi, we took him to military school for 1 year in America because he did his A-levels in 1 year through the early decision program, you know, and by the grace of God, he did very well. He had 4 A's. So we just said, look, you this 1 year just to give you exposure. And it was very good for him. You know, so he was in a place called Fork Union, which is in Virginia, which is very close to Richmond. Richmond is the capital of Virginia. And that was where the Confederacy, when the American Civil War happened, it was there. So I used to, you know, I used to go and see him at, you know, open days and all that. My wife and I sometimes would go, you know, and I would drive around. I would go to all the tourist spots. There's a church in Virginia which is called St. John's Church. That church was there in 1775. And they had a meeting in that church. That was what started the American War of Independence and got their independence from Britain. Because America was a colony of Britain. The British king began to tax them, you know, as they get Boston Tea Party. He began to tax the tea tax, you know. They were already paying a lot and they just felt under oppression, you know. But a lot of people were, you know, they were afraid. George Washington, you know, Thomas Jefferson and others. There was a meeting in the church. One man stood up. His name is Ed Henry, if I remember rightly. He said, you guys know nothing at all. He said, there is nothing we will do to pacify this king of England. And if we are afraid to fight, we are going to be his slaves forever. I'm paraphrasing. You know what he said? He said, give me liberty or give me death. Give me liberty or give me death. And that was the spirit that picked up in that crowd. George Washington, everybody said, okay. And then they decided they were going to declare independence no matter what the British government did. And of course, there was the war, and they won. By the grace and the mercy of God. By the providence of God. There is a town in America called Providence. To show you, that same America passed a law of an abomination. It was those powers that were shaken in the heavens that came to the earth. I can never forget President Obama. In his first term, they said, what's marriage? He said, it's between a man and a woman. Said, that's what I believe. Then when he was now going second term, which was around this 2015 time, you know, his second term, they asked him. He said his thinking has been evolving. I'm showing you signs. We are in this shaking of the nations, distress of nations, particularly the nations that are spiritually significant. The U.S. is, Nigeria is, the U.K. is, others too, but you know, if you're looking at the spearhead of the born-again evangelical Pentecostal church, you find them in those three nations. From there, they spread to other places of the earth, but that's where you find it. And that is why they were the arrowhead of Satan's attack, and still are. I'm coming to Shemitah here in a minute. And that 2014-2015 was a Shemitah year with the blood. 2014 was a Shemitah year with the blood moons. We are now this is where it is prophetic. How many years between 2014 and 2021? Seven. Give the Lord a clap offering. Seven. The Shemitah years occurred every 7 years. And there was a reason for it. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. I'm going to give you scripture in a minute. You know, and God instituted the principle of the Shemitah year to eradicate poverty from Israel. That was the purpose.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.